Hello and welcome. This is the Astrology of the Week Ahead podcast. I'm your host, Chani Nicholas. In this episode, we are talking about the very important week of March 25th. It's very important because it begins with a lunar eclipse in Libra. In this podcast, we look at the astrology of the upcoming week and how it will be landing for all of us collectively. For a more personalized reading that dives into the ways that this week's astrology will play out for you, download the Chani app. All right, y'all, we have a special Mercury pre-retrograde shadow treat for you this week. From now until April 1st, we're giving you 10% off the tools that can help you to navigate the upcoming retrograde. That includes our 2024 Digital Astro Planner, Mercury Planetary Candle, Affirmation Deck, and more. Head to chani.com for all the info. This is the second lunar eclipse in Libra that we've had in the last 6 months near the South Node. And that's important because we know that we're in the second chapter or the second part of this story. And the story, again, began in October of 2023, which was an exceptionally challenging month, which began a series of events that have been near impossible to put words to because of how horrific and because of the kind of violence and because of the immense, untold challenges that have and will continue to be a reality. So I never want to talk about really challenging events that we go through collectively in a way that like astrologizes them. So I never want to boil everything down to the astrology, because when we go through these moments where violence erupts in the world, we're experiencing the symptom of a systemic ailment. And I always want to keep focus on the oppressive and violent systems of supremacy that this world is built on or that we live within. And that's why violence is able to thrive in such magnificently horrific ways, both in our personal life, because it is intersecting, and in our collective experience. So I'm not saying that this week there's going to be another, violent outbreak. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that this eclipse is connected to what happened in October of 2023. And part of what happened in and since October of 2023 is that in a lot of ways, what has always been functioning, what has always been around or what has been for a very long time, and not always, because we haven't always lived within these types of extractive and corrupt systems. But what has happened since then is we've been able to see what is always lurking underneath the surface, which is what eclipses do. It is part of their function, if we can use that term here. So we know that as we go into eclipse season, more is revealed that is generally relegated to the margins or to the shadows or is obscured in some way. Eclipse season is a time where we are asked to grapple with our own personal and collective shadows. So the last eclipse that happened in Libra in October of 2023 was devastating for real life situations. But it was also astrologically in a much more challenging setup than this eclipse is. That was a solar eclipse. The sun has a hard time in Libra, and the ruler of it, Venus, was in its fall in Virgo, and Venus has a hard time there. So there wasn't a lot of help, which isn't hard to look back and see. So Now, this eclipse is different. It's a lunar eclipse, and the moon doesn't have a problem with being in Libra. So that's, we could say, somewhat on our side. And Venus, the ruler of this eclipse, because it's happening in Libra, is exalted. So it's in the opposite condition as it was before, which means that it has a lot of help, or it has a lot of resources, or it has a lot to work with. So those are things that are way more positive. Not only that, but Venus is moving from a sextile, the signature of Venus, the signature aspect of Venus, to Jupiter, the best planet that it can, you know, do that thing with. Jupiter is the ruler of Pisces, and Jupiter is in Taurus, and Venus is the ruler of Taurus. So there's this beautiful mutual reception that we're going into this eclipse with. So it does feel way more supported. And the support is Venusian and Libran, or we could say mainly Venusian. That's the most supported situation here. And so a supported Venus helps us to access connection and relationship and pleasure and sweetness. So we're going into shadowy terrain again. We're going into a time frame, especially the next 2 weeks, of grappling with whatever is unearthed or whatever has been unearthed since October of 2023, but we're doing it with more support. It's really different to experience something painful when we have also safety than it is to experience something painful while that thing is kind of actively going on. And astrologically speaking, I don't mean that this is everyone's literal reality, but astrologically speaking, there's more support here for us to traverse the shadow lands of eclipse season. So I just want to say that and get that out of the way. The other thing is that you really want to know what area of your life, what area of your chart contains Libra, because that's where the first eclipse in Libra happened in October, and that's where this next one is happening. And I talked ad nauseum back then, as I was recording those recordings for October, about something being rebalanced, about the scales of justice being rebalanced. And I recorded those, you know, way before October. And obviously, we have done a tremendous amount of talking and a tremendous amount of action. We've taken a tremendous amount of action in the pursuit of what justice and liberation could actually be. So I'd say that that's still the theme here. And again, it does look, from my vantage point, to be much more supported this time around. So I'm hoping for some kind of win in that way. I don't expect, you know, everything to be resolved, because this is going to take a long time to change the world, to change the systems that we live within, to make them more equitable and less harmful. I'm hoping that part of the rebalancing that we're doing in terms of the scales of fairness and equity and justice, that it's a little bit easier to do, or that we've made some progress in terms of what we might be capable of doing and what we can maybe start to divest from. I say divest, and I say the kind of rebalancing, because this is a south node eclipse, and the south node is a, like, we can think of it like a big drain or like a portal of release. And so it's what we need to let go of. There's something here that needs to be let free, let go of. And the style within which we do this is Libran. So it's about something to do with relationships. It's about something to do with justice. It's about something to do with the scales. So what needs to be removed from one side in order for the thing to be rebalanced? Now, we want to think about that globally, obviously, and then we want to think about that personally. So this week, we talk a lot about how that shows up in your chart, in your readings for the week, in the Chani app. And there's this help from Venus. And so there's also help from the part of your chart that contains Pisces. Now, the eclipse is basically the thing that happens this week. There's one other thing that happens. It's that Venus moves from a sextile to Jupiter to a sextile to Uranus on Thursday. This is encouraging in the ways in which we connect with each other. So it's saying to do connection a little differently. It's saying to be a little bit more experimental within our relationships. And it's also saying that maybe we need to look for pleasure and fun and enjoyment from new sources. And there's something innovative here in terms of how we connect. So if we're thinking about the world and the place that we're in this moment, maybe there's a bit of a breakthrough that happens. And maybe there is a feeling of breakthroughs this week, I'm hoping. Eclipses change things. They change the nature of what we're doing. They pivot us in one direction or another. And not every eclipse season is as dramatic as the last or as the next. So it is yet to be seen how dramatic or how really wild this one will be. This eclipse, this first eclipse, again, looks really supported, and it looks like one of the better case scenarios of an eclipse. I don't mean to call in anything, but I will say that the next eclipse, it doesn't have that. So in 2 weeks on April 8th, we'll have an eclipse in Aries. And the sun is also exalted in Aries, so that's good, but it is a solar eclipse. So it's the sun that's getting eclipsed. So that's, you know, a little bit more volatile, we could say, in terms of our energy source getting disrupted. And it's conjunct Chiron, which is the wounded healer. So it's definitely zeroing in on a pain point or a wound, but also on the medicine we need to heal it, and also on the wisdom of the teachers and mentors we need to become in order to hold space for that kind of healing. But it's happening at the same time as Mars, the ruler of that eclipse, making a conjunction with Saturn, which is definitely challenging, and Mercury's stationing retrograde next week on April 1st. So all of that will happen together, and Mercury will be retrograding through Aries. The eclipse will happen in Aries. So definitely come back and we'll talk a little bit more about that. And we'll talk about how we can start to prep for that moment as well. It's basically, in short, and this is true for all eclipse seasons, but maybe especially for this one, we have to get very familiar with multiple things being true at the same time, with the fact that all human beings on the planet have a shadow side. We're all healing. We're all messes. We're all magnificent. We all have a lot of complex stuff that we're moving through. And eclipse season definitely tends to reveal what that means collectively. And then if we're lucky, personally, because this is time, this is usually a period of time where we can do some really big and influential pieces of personal work. And I don't prioritize like the big, huge, you know, chunks of work that I do personally. I think the small pieces are the things that we do every day. And to be consistent with our own work, whatever it is, on any level, every day is what really matters. But there are these moments that kind of turn the volume up. And because we're in Aries season, we know it's loud. And then it's an Aries eclipse season. And so we know the volume could get loud over the next couple of weeks. And so we just want to be as stabilized and as grounded as possible going into it, and just like taking it one step at a time. But Monday's definitely a really good day to pay attention to your body, to pay attention to how you feel, to pay attention to what you need in order to feel a sense of rebalancing. And it's always a good time to take a ritual bath, take a ritual shower, to do any and all kinds of cleansing that will help you in your system, in your life. Thank you all so much for leaving us reviews in the App Store. They mean the world to us. I wanted to leave you with this one. It's called A Mindful Way to Start the Day, Week, Year. I usually don't leave reviews, but working in retail, you know that when a customer leaves you a good review, that you're doing something right. And that's why I needed to leave this one for you to read. I have been a Chani listener for the past 2 years now, and a Chani premium member for a year. Definitely worth it. It allowed me to really engage with my mind and body in a way that I can take a few steps back and really process things with more ease. At the same time, allow myself to have more fun and to challenge myself in the process. Who knew listening to a podcast while meditating could be so great, especially done this way? Thank you so much again for this. Sending you lots of love and appreciation from Paris, France. All right, y'all, I'm sending you so much love, many, many, many blessings. And I really, really, really want you to take care of yourself and each other this week. And I hope that that's part of what this exalted Venus will bring us, is that understanding that we're loved and that we love, and that that is the most powerful thing to focus on. Bye for now.